محمد وآل محمد.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In Surah Ma'arij, Allah mentioned that one day this creation will be collected back to Him, and the angels and the ruh will ascend back to the vicinity of Allah, and of course the creation as well. Everything will be collected back. And because that was the case, in verse number 5, Allah advised His Prophet, "Fasbir sabran jamila." So be patient with a patience which is graceful. Graceful patience, as sabrul jamil, means a patience in which there is no complaint, there is no moaning, you don't show your difficulties to others. This is the graceful patience. Innahum yarawnahu ba'ida wa narahu qariba. They see it very far off and we see it very close. This we discussed last week. Now, when that is going to happen, when the justice is done, when all these promises are fulfilled, verse number 8, يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهُلَ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. The day when the sky will be like molten copper, and the mountains like flakes of dyed wool. Now, these descriptions mentioned about the changes in the physical world, in the universe, are seen throughout the Quranic verses about the Day of Judgment. It's when the Day of Judgment wants to come, when the Darul Dunya, as it is called, is evolving into Darul Akhirah, and the whole system of the creation will change into a new thing. Therefore, everything in this world will somehow is disassembled, is falls apart. Now, when that happens, the sky will be like molten copper. Now, molten copper, of course, in its color, it becomes like the crimson, as it's mentioned in Surah Ar-Rahman, that on that day, the sky, you will see the sky is crimson. And in other verses as well, we have the color of the sky will change. Now, this sky becoming like molten copper or crimson, it is either in our comprehension, it's just the color which changes. That means the color that we see now would change because of the position of the sun, would change because the position of the stars would change. Or in reality, the whole planets would fall apart, would somehow run as molten copper in everywhere in the universe. فَإِذَنْ شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ. This is the verse that we have in Surah Ar-Rahman. فَإِذَنْ شَقَّتِ السَّمَاءُ فَكَانَتْ وَرْدَةً كَالدِّهَانِ. When the sky is torn apart and it becomes crimson like boiling oil. Dahan is a type of oil which when it boils it becomes red and crimson. Now, as I said, this is either in reality it happens or the color changes. You know, why do we see the sky blue? Of course, you are better aware of that. You are scientists. I'm just reading these things. We see the sky blue. Of course, there's no color in the sky. We see the sky blue because the rays of sun, when it comes to the particles which are on the air, when it fractures, spectrum of the colors, the blue color will become more apparent. That's why we see the sky to be blue. And sky is not always blue. For example, at dawn and at sunset, it becomes red, it becomes crimson, as well yellow. So it changes color depending on the position of the sun. Therefore, now the sky doesn't have any color, it's just the position of the sun. When the sky becomes red, like molten copper, as I said, it is either how we see it, if of course we are alive at that time, because all people will die. How we see the sky, because the position of the sun changes, the position of the star changes, stars changes, change, and therefore the color of the sky would change. Or in reality, it becomes like molten copper. In reality, the stars would explode, the planets would disassemble, and then you would see particles running everywhere in the sky, and it becomes like molten copper. So on that day, when this thing happened, when the sky becomes like molten copper, يَوْمَ تَكُونُ السَّمَاءُ كَالْمُهْلِ وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. This is about the sky. Now, what about Earth? Now, the most outstanding and the most constant thing on the Earth that we see are the mountains. Now, nothing will remain of them. You can, by knowing about the mountains, you can actually guess what happens to other parts of the earth. The mountains will become like carded wool. Carded wool is what the wool, when they actually card it to clean it, it becomes like small sort of strands of hair or something like that. And ehn is actually a wool which is dyed and colored. Why? The mountains will become like carded flakes of carded wool, colored and dyed wool, because mountains have different colors, isn't it? As we have in Surah Fatir, وَمِنَ الْجِبَالِ جُدَدٌ بِيضٌ وَحُمْرٌ مُخْتَلِفٌ أَلْوَانُهَا وَغَرَابِيبُ سُودٌ. You see them. Look at the mountains. This verse in Surah Fatir is very beautiful because it talks about the way Allah has actually made this world colorful. It talks about mountains having different colors, flowers having different colors, animals having different colors, human beings having different colors. He says, just look how colorful the world is. And look at the mountains, even the earth, the soil. You have red, you have black, you have white, you have yellow. So because mountains have different colors, then when on that day the mountains are pounded and it just become particles like strands of hair going on the air, you would see it like carded, dyed and colored wool. وَتَكُونُ الْجِبَالُ كَالْعِهْنِ. That is, of course, the beginning of that day. Now, that day, of course, it starts with this and it goes on. We have mentioned this before. When the trumpet is blown, that is when a new factor is introduced into the universe. A sound wave which destroys everything, destroys the earth, destroys the mountains, destroys the stars. When it is introduced, of course, everyone dies. Now, then every soul dies, then every angel dies, depending on the hierarchy. And in one hadith, we have that it takes billions and billions and billions of years until Jibreel dies, and then until higher angels die. They all die. Now, then it's God and the world. The world evolves into something quite new. And when everything is ready, everything is prepared for us, then we come back. It's just like, for example, if you want to build a new building, you go and rent a new another house, live in that house for a while, you destroy your old house, you build a new house, then you come in. It's exactly like that. This is the mercy of Allah upon us. He takes us out of this world. All will go unconscious, even the angels. Then he changes the world into a new thing. And then after everything is ready and prepared, we come back. Now, when we come back, some of us are very happy. Some of us are very sad. Some of us are very excited. Some of us are very worried. And this is about those, this following verse is about those who are very worried, who are concerned what is going to happen after the world is changed. Now they have come into the new world, into the new creation, a new plane, which is the plane of Akhirah, and everything is different. Now when they come, of course they have different feelings and different attitudes. Now, this is about those who are worried. And of course, it's always warning about those who are worried, should be worried actually there. وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. When you come back on the plane of earth, a different earth. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضُ غَيْرَ الْأَرْضُ وَالسَّمَاوَاتُ. The day when the earth will become a different earth. The heavens will become different heaven. Skies will become different skies. They are there, but they become very different. Now, when they come, people see each other. They are created again. Their bodies are created again. In different forms, probably, than what we are here, but they recognize each other. It's like, you know, what is like, if you want to give an example, is that if you see someone 15 years old, okay, this boy or this girl, you recognize her if you see her 30 years later. If, of course, we are clever and have good memory, we recognize them. Although they are very different. Even, for example, when their hairs grow white, we still recognize them. That, oh, this 70 years old man or woman is that 15 years old boy or girl. They are very different, but we recognize, we know, we can actually make a connection between them. Now, when we come back in the new life, we are very different. But still we recognize each other. And this is what is mentioned in many verses of the Quran. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ, for example, what we have in Surah Yunus. وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاءَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ. The day when we raise them, they think they haven't stayed only for 1 hour. That is in that period of blackout. It's not about barzakh. The blackout, that everything dies, even the angels die. Then we bring them back. They think that they stayed only for 1 hour of the day, while it has lasted billions and billions and billions of years. They think it's only 1 hour. Now, وَيَوْمَ يَحْشُرُهُمْ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَلْبَثُوا إِلَّا سَاعَةً مِنَ النَّهَارِ يَتَعَارَفُونَ بَيْنَهُمْ. They recognize each other. Still, after all these years, after all these changes, they recognize each other. قَدْ خَسَرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِلَغَاءِ اللَّهِ. Now this day, those who denied meeting with Allah are the losers. Anyhow, when they come back, وَلَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا. Hamim is a very close friend for whom you are very concerned. Like, for example, your children, anyone, friend, children, those about whom you worry. This is Hamim. Now, لَا يَسْأَلُ حَمِيمٌ حَمِيمًا means those who used to worry about each other in this world. Those very close relatives, friends, they don't ask about each other. We see each other in different, not we, this, as I said, this is not about everyone. This is about those who are, as it's mentioned, mujrimun. This is about them, the criminals. They don't ask. Although in this world they're very much worried about each other, children, mothers, fathers, husbands, wives, they don't ask. They don't ask, how are you doing? What is your situation? Because لكل